This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The hesitancy is a no, I would say, you know, just trying to make sure it's the right time. I think that it's easier to work on things in the minors and sort of, and you know, he didn't pitch a lot last year. I think had he pitched all last season, you know, may well have debuted by now, but if he hadn't debuted, I think that we would, you know, you have a better sense of where he is. Whereas, like, you know, because he missed a lot of time last year, I think that it's been good to give him some foundation in Iowa. I'd say that.
Whoa. That was on Monday. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Layla Rahimi, Mark Grody in for Marshall Harris. We're still talking about Pope Leo.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to dominate our brains for the next several days and months. You know, theoretically years. But
Chicago, you're awesome, by the way. I feel like
this is a holiday. It should be a holiday.
It is. And like the flow of texters, and I feel like a lot of new texters coming in today. I think people tuned in to hear a little bit more, but let's get into the Cubs.
773 here does say, I think the right way, that Leo is the 267th Pope, so he should get 267 bears.
Still doesn't sound good. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I appreciate the continue, please, with the creativity. I like that. Maybe I can, by the end of the show, I will reveal how many bears the Pope is getting. So many people are asking, and of course, lots of people are asking me, Grody, are you shaking your head at God? No, it's all good, man.
It's just kind of incredible.
It is.
What would typically be the lead on a day like this would be the Cubs reported, and it's still reported, but everybody's reporting it, call up of Cade Horton. Expected, we think, will start in some way or pitch in some way, appear perhaps on Saturday. That would be the second game against the Mets. And I think the concept of what he's going to do, knowing that he's thrown around 75 pitches in all of his appearances in the minors this year, will dictate a little bit of how we're going to see him used in this series, expecting all of this to occur. But Mark, there was something you took offense with yesterday from our friend aptly named John Paul Morosi.
Yeah, Pope John Paul Morosi.
When it comes to the concept of how they will deploy Cade Horton.
Really exciting. He certainly pitched very well at Iowa this year. I'm a little concerned about the number of walks, and I think that's going to be the big question. The Mets are now a lineup that really grind at bats very well. And so what I'll be curious to see, and this is something I've been talking with people about during the course of the day, the Cubs might actually have him pitch Saturday, but not start. That's an important distinction where they may actually use an opener first before Horton comes in to the game as the bulk guy, quote unquote. Hmm. Is that an easier way to get into a game in New York? It's a tough place to make your debut against one of the better teams in all of Major League Baseball. So I do think there may be some strategy involved for Craig Counsell and how they're going to potentially work Horton into that game.
That's a horrible idea. That's a horrible idea if the Cubs do that. Because, okay, the Mets lineup, as we heard yesterday from the Mets guy that was on with Molly and Haw, the top three guys in the, if you want to do this, Chris Flexen pitch to the first three guys? Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, and Pete Alonso. And the rest of the lineup is struggling right now. Brandon Nimmo is taking all sorts of crap out there. Jeff McNeil, who I love, Jeff McNeil, he is a lost art type of hitter, is hitting .229 right now and on throughout the Mets lineup.
Worse than that, he's down to .222
Bingo.
As of today.
There you go. So why in the world would you not put the guy who has been great? And I hear what Morosi is saying, and I know he is speaking on behalf of what the Cubs might be thinking, but as great as he has been in the minors in the six starts that he has had, why would you put in the lesser pitcher, whomever that is, and no shot to Chris Flexen or whomever, but he's your best pitcher, right? He's your best option there. So why wouldn't you have the best pitcher for the top three guys, the most dangerous part of the lineup? Makes zero sense to me.
I think it makes sense in that if that's what you have to worry about, it's not like you're going to have Chris Flexen face them and them only as a three-batter minimum. So,
I feel like Chris Flexen would. I mean, Cade Horton will have a better chance at getting those three guys out.
Okay, let's take a look at the numbers, because I don't know why I am not as upset about this as you. I typically am a little more meatballish.
Yeah, this is about the Pope again. See, the Pope has changed you.
But, maybe so, but he's got 33 strikeouts and 13 walks in 29 innings. Right now, like
you're talking
this
about Cade
season.
Horton.
Yes,
yeah.
He's made six starts, so he's got 13 walks and six starts. What worries me is if he gets into a high pitch count inning against those three hitters to start, knowing that he's only thrown about 75 pitches. If you're looking at a 40 pitch inning for Cade Horton in the first inning, which the likelihood of, I think, is not incredibly high, but is it a possible risk? Why would you do that to him? If you know that you've still got to watch out for how stretched out he is.
I do get the risk. Like, that is well laid out. I am looking at it from the perspective of, let's not dumb this down. Let's not, like, go easy. Like, if the Cubs are a team that is expecting to win this year, they have lost two straight games. Again, I heard what Morosi was saying. It's in New York against the Mets. But this is a Major League Baseball player, once he gets called up, who has performed the best in your organization. He is, for this moment, he is your best option. So, yeah, there is risk involved. Those three guys are great. So anybody could get hit up against those three guys. I just believe that Cade Horton has the best chance of getting those guys out, and I think it is a higher chance that somebody like Chris Flexen or whomever would get the start would get in trouble against those three guys.
Yeah, I just think that you're talking about a guy who, again, they're watching his pitch count somewhat. So that's
I get that.
That's why, yeah. I factor this in a way where maybe it is a little more easy in. I just don't want him to throw 30 pitches against those top three hitters, and then that's his first big league experience. If that's what you do on a good team, you can avoid that situation from happening. And maybe you do so with the established big league arm of Flexen.
Yeah, but I think that I remember, I'd have to go back and look here, but when Jordan Wicks first came up, his first start, I believe he struggled pretty mightily early, and then he settled in real nicely. So I think that's a way to look at it as well. But It'll be interesting. He is not officially, it's going to happen, so I'm not trying to stir anything up, but he has not officially been called up yet, so we still don't know. That's why we're kind of projecting here. We don't know if there's going to be an opener. We don't know officially if he's starting. I mean, I think we could all assume, but we're waiting for the official word from the Cubs that he is here and that he will be starting.
Yeah.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
To me, the telltale sign is when MLB.com on the Cubs team site, like Jordan Bastian's like, Cubs to plan to call up their top pitching prospect, Horton, parentheses, source, close parentheses.
It's happening. It's
well,
happening.
You know what that means.
I'm just saying
when
for MLB. The record.
MLB.com is in on it, then you know.
Absolutely. The Cubs will be going up against Clay Holmes in this game, the veteran.
Oh, from CHSN? He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, is there a Clay Holmes at CHSN?
I'm making fun of the name.
Oh.
Clay Harbor. That was my reference.
What's up, Clay Harbor? How are you, man? Clay Harbor and I agree on lots of things when it comes to the Bears. I love Clay Harbor.
Yeah, we like his football sensibilities.
Yeah, great football sensibilities. He and David Hall and Gabe Ramirez, all my guys over there at CHSN. But Clay Holmes, 4-1, 2-9. 95, he's been really good. However, Layla,
yes.
However, Lails, two starts against Miami, one in which he allowed four runs, two starts against, is St. Louis still 500? I don't know if they played yesterday, but two starts against the easygoing St. Louis Cardinals, one start against Washington, one against Minnesota. So you can see the Mets in general have not played many tough teams, so I looked at Holmes's numbers. By the way, I prefer Lawrence Holmes, if we're going to do the comparisons here.
Good call.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, 295, Clay Holmes, he's off to a good start, and then I looked a little bit more closely. I think the Cubs are going to return to scoring 6 to 8 runs tonight. They're going to be back on that, which will make it very comfortable. This is what goes on this is tonight's game that I'm talking about, but I think that the Cubs' bats will return tonight. The two-game losing streak will be over.
You know who this is a really good test for tonight is Jameson Taillon.
Yes.
You're de facto ace of the staff. So I feel like, especially with those three to challenge to start, that gives you a good indication of where you are. As if the entire NL West hadn't done that for you already, minus the Rockies. Again, to be at Citi Field where the extra base hits will be plenty if you make good contact because of how big that ballpark is.
Yeah.
We could be, especially against what he talked about, like the facing righties in his last start, that was what, Saturday when he mentioned that?
Yeah.
I feel like this is, again, a good case of trying to see where he's at in his season.
That's a great point. And yes, to your point, he has his last four starts, like this is the antithesis of our guy Clay Holmes. That is that he has pitched well, really well against Milwaukee. The Philadelphia game was probably his best game. I think he went the 7 innings in that game. He has faced Arizona twice. He has faced San Diego once.
Yeah, the resume already is solid.
Yeah, so it would be like I think that Jameson Taillon is kind of he is who he is guy. Like, he's never quite lived up to the number two overall pick in the draft. Like, he's never been really an ace, except for maybe sometimes with the Pirates right off the bat. But I'm open to the idea of him figuring something out this year and being better and being that guy because he is earnest in his preparation. There's no doubt about that.
When I think about all the first-round pitchers, though, that teams pick.
Mm-hmm.
His career as a cumulative,
yeah,
is impressive.
That's, I mean, you're right. He's having a good career, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not having a great career. He's having a good career.
And what I find interesting about him is he will decide he's gonna mix in this sweeper, and maybe it's at the expense of a slider for a bit. But this is something he wants to do this year. He's talked a lot about four-seam cutters against righties. So that's something that he decided to introduce. You know, here we are talking about Ben Brown trying to get a third pitch into his mix. And on the other side of it is a guy who's like, I'm going to see if I can throw this right now, if that's working for me against these batters. I think that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he's
that's how you stay employed.
That's how you stay employed, right, especially as you get older. Learn new things. Be coachable. And it seems like Tyone is that. And he's very thoughtful on his own. Seems like a really intelligent dude.
Yeah, he will tell you what he's working on, yeah. And I think that's really cool. Tonight, the Cubs and Mets begin their series from New York, as we've mentioned. Pregame coverage begins at 5:35, first pitch at 6:10. On the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. All right, I have a question for our crew. Produce on the fly, since we gave the Pope the opening segment today, as we should.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry either.
Mm.
Take it up with me and, you know, the man upstairs. Should we address the Rafael Devers unrest, or should we address the Mike Florio comments about the second-year quarterback? Which do you prefer? Everybody vote.
I vote on Rafael Devers because we have some time to debate the progress or of Caleb Williams.
I think the producer has just spoken, by the way.
What was your vote? You raised your hand.
I would have said Bears. I would have said Bears, yes. I
is that
say,
just because you went in doubt Bears?
No, that's just what I like. Why are you questioning me? You asked the question. I said that that's what I would like to talk about.
Oh, I was just following up. I wasn't questioning your decision.
How dare you?
I believe Leo has the tiebreaker.
Did her Bears level just go down a meter, Grody?
Yeah, I might have lost a bear for that.
You be careful. You haven't gotten to 10 yet.
Oh, no. Leo,
I'm gonna,
what do you
think? I'm going to say Bears.
Leo?
2-1.
Did you just call him Leo?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Well, Pope Leo.
Tyler.
I'm Pope Leo now.
Well, sorry, not sorry.
We were talking in the hallways yesterday. We were talking about our guy, former Score producer Leo, and it was a shame he wasn't here for the Leo Pope.
Okay, 708 votes more Pope. Multiple 708s vote more Pope.
All right.
That will happen.
Talk less Pope, talk more Pope.
That will happen in 5 on it. And maybe we adjust the Rafael Devers conversation to 5 on it as well. We might just be mixing it up today, but it's that type of day. We're going to roll with the plenty.
We're taking requests, ladies and gentlemen. 312-644-6767. What do you guys want to hear?
Actually, that maybe so. You know what?
Texters, come on in.
That's what happens when you lead your show with the Pope. We're going to have abundance today on the Score.